Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. How you doing? And welcome to the Zurian Show. Top of the morning to you all. I hope that everybody's having a great and fantastic day. And as always, I want to thank you for listening to our show and letting us spend some time with you. Today, our show is going to be about social networking for success, better communications, and better communications for you, and how these things can help you out. Unfortunately, yet fortunately, well, let's go back to the fortunately. Fortunately, we live in a world today. Fortunately, we live in a world today where we've got all types of different technology. We've got gadgets and gadgets and all types of other things that we can use to make us more productive, to make us to be able to get in touch with more people, send more messages out to more people, and do it in more ways than anybody, let's say, in the early 19th century could have possibly considered figuring out how to communicate and connect with people. However, I believe that there's a slight problem with that. Even though we now can communicate with people more faster, you know, again, it started out with sending hand signals to, you know, Morse code and talking, and then we got into faxes and telephones, and then from there, cell phones, and now, you know, we've got GPS devices, we've got, you know, things like mobile media, mobile text media, Facebook, Twitter, all these other different tools that we can now use along with the tools that we use on our overall computer to make us more efficient, more organized, and us to get the information out. However, again, most of us are kind of dropping the ball. And we're dropping the ball in the sense of, yes, we're sending out messages, but we're really not communicating. You know, we're not really connecting with the individuals that we're trying to connect with. We're not building a lasting relationship with the individuals. We're not building a professional relationship. We're not doing what's required. What we're really doing is we're basically handing off a business card, you know, after a handshake, and then we kind of look as we're meeting the person. If they don't meet our particular need or our particular goal, we're kind of canvassing the room while we're talking to this person because we've just mentally disqualified them in one way or another. I mean, I think that it's truly sad that most of us nowadays, we don't know our neighbors. You know, we don't know the person that lives in, or the people that live in our neighborhoods. We see them on a regular basis, you know, but we don't really know them. We don't connect with them. We don't talk to them. Everybody kind of, you know, gets home from their particular job or particular thing that they do, and then they run into their house and they close the door, and except for maybe a friendly wave, you know, a friendly, you know, hi as you go by, you're really not connecting with anybody. And that's not only on a business level. That's also on a very, very social level. In the business area, it's also hurting us. Because remember, again, even though the world is a large place, it is a very small world that we live in. And even though technology makes it seem a little bit smaller, sometimes what we're doing is we're taking that technology and we're widening the gap. You know, years ago, you know, your parents knew everybody that was on the neighborhood, you know, and I guess the town gossip or the local gossip or the neighborhood gossip, you know, would share even more information and you would get to know people. You had closer associations. And now that we've, you know, we're all hustling and bustling on a regular basis, I mean, it used to be that, you know, just one parent was working. Now usually both parents are working if there are two parents. And now we have more than one or two jobs. We also seem to gravitate to different professions throughout our lives. You know, we're not staying at that one job like we used to or that two jobs. You know, the average person is now having 12 to maybe 27 jobs in their lifetime. And that number varies depending on where you are and, of course, your geographical area. But it really doesn't matter. In the world, it's who we know. It's who you know. It's how you communicate with those people, and that gives you a greater edge. Networking is not meeting a person because you attended some particular monthly meeting on regular monthly meeting, or you're doing some speed date event, and then, you know, after you complete everything with the bells and everything rings off, you just go to the next pitch. And unfortunately, that's kind of how we deal with things. You know, we're looking at people on face value and we're disqualifying them, or we're looking at people on face value and then we're qualifying them. I mean, Facebook is a marvelous and outstanding tool. And it can get a whole lot of information. So can email. However, the problem is that we're losing grasp. We're so into trying to figure out what can we get, you know, what can you do for me? Or what was that song that came out, What Have You Done For Me Lately? That we're missing the overall point. Building a professional and lasting relationship requires more than, again, an exchange of a business card. Building a personal relationship requires more than a, hey, how you doing? Yeah, you're my neighbor. You know, or us trying to look at that particular person's, financial ID. You know, we're looking at what they drive or where they live as a qualifier to whether this person is a good person or not. On Facebook, a lot of the interaction that goes back and forth between people is relatively garbage. I mean, it's useless. It really doesn't do anything for the people that are sending it, and it really doesn't do anything for the people that are receiving it. And I also see a lot of negativity that's put out, you know, and I said this once before on another show, but all of you people that use Facebook, please use Facebook wisely, all right? Be an intelligent, educated, and knowledgeable individual. You can do all of these things and be a fun person and a knowing person and a now person without the constant use of expletives, you know, cursing, foul language, inappropriate speech, talking about subjects that really shouldn't be talked about in an open forum. If you have to talk about them amongst a group in which you deal with, that would be a closed network. A lot of people are really hurting themselves. Please understand that those Facebooks and Twitter and other things like that are being looked at by potential employers or potential people that you may want to do business with. And again, once you send that information out, it's there forever. It may show up on some blog in Hungary, you know, 20 years from now with your name on it. And it can be a very bad thing for you. Anyway, networking is a mindset. It's a philosophy, a lifestyle, and a discipline. And we need to kind of treat it that way. We need to treat it with respect. All right? It has a conscience. It's truly genuine. And if you want to have genuine connections with people, not only in companies and things like that, you have to go behind their particular title. You have to go behind the glamour, all right, behind the embossment on the business card or beyond, you know, again, what they drive or what it looks like they have, all right? People who adapt to networking realize that your motives have to be, let's say, holistic, all right? When you meet a person, you need to try to generally be genuine with that individual. You can't go into a social meeting with an agenda. You know, I know that's kind of hard to do for many people, but you cannot have an agenda. Because if you have an agenda, people are going to see it, all right? People are going to read it. People are going to grasp the fact that you're just talking to them because you're trying to make a sale or you're trying to impress them or you're trying to, you know, make yourself look better than you actually are. Remember, in time, no matter what it is that you put out there, it's going to show. If you're a character instead of a person that has character, eventually that's going to show. Your facade is going to be over and everybody's going to see who you really are. There's a book that was out, and it was written many years ago by Dale Carnegie. And Dale Carnegie wrote a book that was really important. You know, it was an important book, and it was a very knowledgeable book. It was How to Win Friends and Influence People. This is not a new concept. Dale Carnegie wrote that classic book on trying to give people an understanding of how to help uplift people in the depression, you know, and continue to offer, and that particular book continues to offer value to this day. So if you haven't read it, I would advise you to read it. Still, when you meet people, you need to meet people with a genuine concern, a genuine interest in what they have to talk about. And you need to give them eye contact. You need to not be looking around the room. You need to talk to that person and learn about that person. All right? Again, God gave us two ears and one mouth. Unfortunately, most of us jabber a lot more than we listen. So in order for us to try to improve or perfect our ability to listen and to do things that we really want to do and to give people reason to give us the opportunity to do some of the things we need to do, we need to listen. You know, there's a saying, it says, as you listen, as you learn to listen deeply to other people, you will discover tremendous differences in your perception. That means if you actually listen to what was being said, you would hear what's being said instead of hearing what you want to hear. I had a talk with several employees of mine recently, and I explained to them that when somebody's talking, you need to stop having self-talk. You need to stop having, for anybody that doesn't understand, self-talk. Self-talk is the conversation that you're having in your head while somebody else is trying to tell you something. Well, since it's very hard to do two things at one time, what ends up happening is you start missing information. And that missing information in a business world, in a professional world, in a relationship could be critical. It could be critical to your relationship. You know, we have to stop tuning people out because they're not saying what we want to hear. We need to listen to what they have to say. And then after we've listened, then evaluate what was being said and then come up with an answer. Not preparing your answer while they're talking. Not interrupting them while they're speaking. We need to be fully involved. We need to be fully engaged in what we're doing when we meet an individual. And again, we're looking at trying to create a relationship with that individual. I'm not saying you need to hold their hands and walk through the woods. I'm saying we're trying to establish a relationship with that person. We need to get to know that person, their personal interests, their personal goals, all right, and not look at that shallow, very self-serving relationship that most of us do on a regular basis, because it's not helping us. It's really hurting us. So we need to take our time and try to meet people and be, again, genuine about what we're doing. Because, again, if you're a person that's looking to pull something out of this relationship for yourself, your relationship is going to be very shallow, all right? That person is not going to open up to you. They're not going to give to you. They're not going to share with you, all right? If you go to a particular church, maybe you should go to another church on occasion and try to get to know the people there, all right? Maybe you also need to first try to actually get to know the people in your church, okay? Most churches are sharing pretty much the same thing. There may be a certain spin on it, or you might like the entertainment value of your particular place, but it really doesn't matter because the word is the word, and this is just for all those church people. Clubs and social clubs. I've gone to several meetings, and I see people that just kind of sit in a corner, don't really say anything. They're kind of thinking to themselves, why am I here? What am I sitting here for? None of these people quite get it. You know, this is ridiculous. Why am I wasting my time? Well, maybe if you got to know some of those people, it would help you to get a better understanding. Maybe it will help you to get a better understanding that that's a group, organization, club, or people that you need to stay away from because they don't really hold your values. Cultural ties. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever your particular ethnicity, that's a beautiful thing. And I'm happy that, you know, you're proud that you're, you know, whatever it is that you are. However, it is a big world, and the world has changed so much that you can get value from anybody. It doesn't matter what their color is. It doesn't matter what their religious belief is. What matters is that they are people that maybe have a different view than you, but people that you could learn from. All right. A lot of people that see people that are very good at networking as schmoozers and the gossipers and the name droppers, you know, they are there every first Friday at every event, you know, across the country, strong arming you to buy different things and sell different things and give them a job and so forth and so on. But the true schmoozers, the true people are the people that do it and you don't even realize it. You know, they know more about you than you know about them, and you feel a connection with them. You know, a lot of people don't like President Clinton, but President Clinton, or former President Clinton, he had an ability to schmooze. He had a certain way about him that made people that actually got to meet him very comfortable, made them share with him, made them trust him. All right? And if that's not true, then somebody needs to explain to me why this man schmoozed an entire country for 8 years. You know, it wasn't that he was necessarily selling anything. All right? And, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, again, when that man left, we did have a surplus, not a crazy amount of debt like we have now. But that's politics, and I really don't want to get into politics. Remember that networking, you need to think of it and have an authentic connection with the people that you're looking for. You're looking to and find people that you can network with, not only for opportunities, but you also need to be careful. And you also need to, when you're contacting people, and you need to dare to break out of your small proverbial networking box. Some of us, again, we won't step out of that comfort zone. We won't step into the bigger world of networking. You've got brothers and sisters out there that are having all types of different events. You've got special needs groups that are having all types of events. And you can meet some very influential people at some of these things. Perfect example, Big Sisters training workshops, you know, 1 in 100. You know, there's different things, Big Brother events, community places, going to some of these places where you have the senior homes, Habitat for Humanity, you know. These people aren't necessarily, you know, stop hanging out with a bunch of jerks. You know, I'm not saying that they're jerks. They're actually decent groups. But what I'm saying is that a lot of us have a tendency to hang out with people that have like minds. And because they have like minds, sometimes we need to change our associations. Those like minds aren't really serving us. Those people are in a particular box. If you step out of that box, you'll learn that there's a bigger world and maybe a whole lot more opportunity for you. Again, the days of our parents are no longer exist. You know, nowadays you don't work at a job for 30, 40 years, retire, and end up with a good pension. You know, you're going to have many different jobs. And right now, most people that aren't really actually interacting with people on an effective basis, you're really putting yourself at risk because you're reducing your pool of opportunities. All right, there's a lot of, again, prestigious organizations out there, scholarships, things that are available that we don't know about. And you look back and you go, wow, I wish I'd have known. You know, again, connecting with somebody is more than typing their name on Facebook and, you know, you've got a new friend, to be my friend because you do martial arts, or be my friend because you go to this particular club, or be my friend because you like Maseratis. You need to actually interact and put some effort in there, and you need to give value. It can't always be about you. It can't always be about your relationship, all right? Your relationship needs to be open. You need to, again, reach out to other people that may not be amongst your regular group. You want to build a transinformal relationship with other people. You want to go, the trick here is to go deep with a relationship, not wide, all right? You need to go deep with that relationship. What that means is spending more time building a transformational relationship, not a transactional relationship. You need to cultivate your who, your friends, and increase the number of when, who friends open up. In other words, you need to invite you, and so that they'll invite you, and then you now are being access to a whole new group, all right? A whole new group of qualified people or quality people, not qualified people, quality people, each whom have their own who world. You know, this their who is going to widen your who. So who they know widens who you know. And by associating with them and showing value in the relationship, you end up creating a power of who's. You create a group of different powerful who's that now can help you and you can help them. And it's what you call a give and get relationship, a yin and yang. In the beginning, it may not be them giving you anything. It may be all you giving. However, if you do it right, if you go in there with an altruistic outlook, you're going to create friends. You're going to create, again, people who want to help you, people who want to be involved with you, people that see your true value, not your cosmetic value, not your fake value. Again, it's going to open up a whole nother world of networking for you. And on a personal level, you know, join some of these online groups and some of the professional networking groups. Go to some of these particular meetings with different groups and see what they're about and try to get to truly understand the people so that you know what it's about. Don't just bring your business card or your digital business card, you know, to that particular meeting. Bring yourself, bring the original you, the person that's trying to grow and develop and become a better person, and learn how you can build not only your career but your relationship by helping people. You're helping them, and then eventually as time goes on, they'll also help you. You guys will start to get a connection, all right? You'll start to open doors that were otherwise closed. You'll start to make phone calls of introduction. You'll be able to link with some of the high achievers that are out there, you know, and you'll be able to beat some of the averages of people that are just out there giving out business cards, and you'll get a better and more richer relationship from it. You know, I believe that you become much more valuable in the world if you can link and connect with people. But where most people mess up is that they are unwilling, and they have an unwillingness to do favors for people up front. And sometimes you need to be able to do that. Understand that you're giving and you may not get. Okay? The laws of connection are really simple. You're not always going to get something from it, but sometimes you get something and you don't even realize that you got it. You don't even realize that that connection happened. It's kind of like keeping a scorecard. If you don't keep a scorecard, you don't know if you're winning or losing. So you need to do that. You need to kind of keep a scorecard and understand that you're not in it to get business. You're in it to make a connection. You're in it to learn something new. You're in it to grow. You're in it to develop. All right, and as you grow your relationship, as you grow your business, all right, and your greater assets start to grow, and your relationships will start to build over time. You know, it's just important who you know as how you connect with those people and these people with one another. Sometimes you could be doing somebody a great service just because you introduced them to somebody else. Okay? Again, we've got all these high-tech tools out there. We've got Twitter. We've got Facebook. We've got Foursquares. We've got, you know, all these other, you know, electronic media that we need to get out, that we have out there. But you need to put the people quotient in that. All right? The good news is that these things are very valuable, and the acquaintances, you know, won't just be a relationship that you build. All right? The law of connection, I view it as a mandate. It's a mandate that for connections to be built, there must be trust, there must be loyalty, there must be discretion, all right? There must be basically, and that must be sealed in faith, all right? And none of the parties can violate that promise of the relationship. It is important to guard that trust and establish it and connect, you know, not only with like minds, but hopefully with all folks. All different types of people. The goal is to make sure that you know that in this, that you're connecting with them, and believe that the introductions are of great value to everyone concerned, and that they will abide by the laws of connection, which is trusting that relationship and sharing information in a positive realm. It is essential to know that parties, well before, understand that you're connecting with them and making a meaningful connection that will add value not only to the parties but to the people that are also introduced within there, you know, within that group. But again, that's pretty much the bottom line. You're trying to again build trust, loyalty, you know, discretion, and again a faith in that person, so that that's somebody that now you can do business with. If you burn somebody, understand that you will never really be able to fix that bridge. That bridge will always be rickety. That bridge will always be considered damaged. And everybody that knows about that will step on that bridge with caution and not have a whole lot of faith in that bridge. So your credibility and your reputation are online. They're on the line. So, again, we need to operate the way that we would want other people to operate with us. And sometimes you need to ask what the rules are if you don't know what the rules are, or ask permission. Can you share a particular thing, or can you drop a name? All right. Working as a volunteer, that's another thing that's going to help you out. Getting on boards and panels, that's going to help you out. Being a member of your homeowners association, you'll get to know people. You'll get to have an idea of what's going on. again, there's positives and negatives to that, but you're only looking for the positives. And you're kind of disavowing the negatives, understanding that negative is part of life. Okay? What I realize is when you have a strong connection, you start to, again, build a relationship that's lasting. And that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to increase your capacity to understand what's going on. We live in a very fast-moving world, and sometimes we miss, you know, deadlines. Sometimes we skip meetings. Sometimes we're overdone on budget. And a person with poor performance jeopardizes their job and the value due to connection with their employer. So that connection is not only, again, on a, if you're sales, if you're looking for a friend or associate or anything like that, or a relationship. You know, you need to be a person that's adding value to, again, that overall relationship, because we're looking for a pure connection. And true networking is going to help you. All right? The roadmap to success. The roadmap to success is doing the things that you need to do, okay, and doing them in a positive way and trying to connect with people, not for what they can give you, but trying to connect with people to find out what they and you have to offer them. And understanding that, again, you may get nothing out of it but a good conversation. However, that good conversation illustrates something to that person that could be very valuable to you in more ways than another. You know, you may find that by stepping out of your comfort zone, there's things that you didn't think that you would like or appreciate that once you do them, you do like. You know, I don't know if anybody's ever taken dancing, like hand dancing or anything like that. But when you take hand dancing, when you first start to learn, you know, you connect. Or one of the things that they use in hand dancing is a connection with the partner. So basically they show you how you would hold the person's hands, because the woman or whoever's in front of you, and you're only touching with lightly with your fingers. And what they do is they say, touch lightly with your fingers and create a connection. When they say create that connection, they tell you to just lean back to where you're both supporting each other. You're not pulling that person. That person's not pulling you. But it creates a connection. And from that connection, what I've realized is that, you know, when you're doing the dancing, let's say you're with some ladies that you've never met, all right, everybody's new. You've never hand danced before. You don't really know how it works, and you're trying to learn it. Well, the weirdest thing is, even though you're in a room full of strangers and you don't know each other and you're trying to learn hand dancing, after you do that connect, guys, and think about this, you'll find that a lot of, unless you're really creepy, guys, you'll find that a lot of the ladies, once you hold their hand and you're doing and you've got that connection, they don't want to let go, you know, and it's kind of funny, you know, because most of us, again, we shy away from actual contact. We don't look in people's eyes anymore. You know, somebody sees us, especially if you're like from the New York area, we don't look in people's eyes. We look, you know, we look down, we look around, we look over. When people are talking to us, we don't look them face to face. We find all types of different reasons not to connect. Well, basically, in this particular show, what we're saying is that reach out for that connection. Again, if somebody makes you feel odd or you feel strange around them, that's a whole other thing. Then that's an instinct. You probably ought to follow that instinct. But what I'm talking about is connecting, all right? Understand that electronic means are just electronic means. You need to put your person into that. And that is, again, not using expletives, not using bad language. You know, if you make a few grammatical errors, that's okay. But actually connecting with that person, sharing your value and letting that person share their value back with you as you grow and mature. Networking is a beautiful thing, and learning how to network effectively can be very effective for you and everyone involved with you. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, we need to step out of our comfort zone, and we need to have faith and understand that there are laws of connection and we need to respect them. Again, who you know is very important. Thank you again for your time and your patience. This is Zurian of The Zurian Show, and we're going to close for now. And everybody have a great day. Please share the show with anybody that you think it could do good for. Take care and be well. It was a pleasure. Farewell.